Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, your mental toughness conditioning coach. Thank you once again for doing this for yourself, doing your daily discipline, our mental and emotional exercise, showing up to the gym, so to speak, this podcast every single day, little by little. We are refining our thoughts, our actions, the things that we do every single day, and the things we don't do every single day, because we are inching one step closer to those plans, those goals, that vision, that person we want to become every single day. And we are spending this time just thinking about what that is, just 30 minutes a day, just that small investment in this very passive manner by listening to my voice. I'm your buddy, I'm your coach, I'm your friend. And as I go through this journey of life, we're going through it together. I'm using my over 25 years experience in personal development, learning from great peak performance coaches, applying it to my life in so many ways that helped me become a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, going on to help other men with the Man Formation program, running my business, Mass Machine Nutrition, that I created to dovetail with everything that I was able to accomplish over my previous year's experiences, roll it all up in the one. And most importantly, right now, where I am right now is becoming that total package with family, with business, with connection, with adding value on a worldwide scale to you, right? So I'm using all of my experience, the experience that I have coaching men just like you from all over the world with my one-on-one coaching program. Now, I call it a man-formation coaching, where men, I take them through a step-by-step process. I guide them through the process of, you know, identifying their goals, the things that I talk about during this podcast. I gear it to what they want, their specific goals. I get them to think about, you know, how they can use all of their talents, skills, past experiences in a way to serve them, to get them closer to those goals, that vision that they've clearly identified, help them reframe, restructure, take a different look at the challenges they feel that are getting in their way. And, you know, sometimes we kind of identify some of the challenges maybe they don't realize that are getting in their way. That's what a good friend, a good coach will do. And I get to use all those experiences to bring to this podcast and share with you. There's a lot of experiences and challenges that we go through in life. There's a lot of things that we do really well that's universal. We're a lot more common, I always say, than we like to think. You know, when we compare ourselves to other people, you know, we as human beings, we like to identify ourselves, differentiate ourselves. We focus on how we're all different. And those small differences make a huge distinction between different people. And that's, you know, how we feel special, how we feel unique, how we feel different. At the same time, the vast majority of characteristics, behaviors, reactions to certain events in life, whether it's the news or traumatic events in our past, we as human beings, when you put us in similar situations, we're going to act in similar ways, even though we like to pride ourselves on being different. And, you know, one thing that I love about coaching that, you know, helps me personally is that, you know, if I have certain thoughts that are going through my head and, you know, I continually see it amongst, you know, all my coaching clients, you know, guys who are, you know, driven, ambitious, you know, they are really driven to take their lives to the next level and they just don't talk about it. I mean, they take charge of their own future, their own destiny by signing up for coaching, becoming accountable to me, to themselves, to their family, and showing up every single week at the same time, on the same day, for 30 minutes, for a year. A lot of times we go over 30 minutes because we're just so involved in the process. And we have this team going where I really have their back. They're invested in their own future, and they're forced to think about it. They have deadlines to have certain assignments done. And deadlines, a lot of times, are what really get us to show all of our talents and abilities and get creative with all our resources and really make sure that we're asking enough from ourselves, because as time goes by, the months or the years go by, it's how far do we stretch ourselves? How well did we use all those talents, abilities, our creativity, our resources? And many times we will sometimes let our standards, we might settle for standards that we're better than. It's just that we have so many things going on, we really don't realize it. We talk ourselves out of it. Hey, we're doing better than most, or whatever it might be. When we become accountable to somebody else, like a coach, right, then, and there's deadlines, like, you know, you're going to talk to your coach every single week. I can't tell you how that just puts your efforts into the stratosphere. What you believe are your limits, the things that you can't get done because you don't have enough time or energy. You will find a way when you become accountable to someone who you know has your best interest, who only wants the best for you. I'm a big advocate, a big supporter of coaching, and I myself, because I'm always looking for ways to take my life to the next level. And I know there are experts out there who have put as much time into the areas that I've excelled at. They've put that time, energy, and effort, and they have that sincere desire to help other people improve those areas of their life. So, you know, in life, there's so many things that you can focus on. I mean, the general things would be like relationships, your own self-confidence, spirituality. You have the job or your business, right? Your own physical body. I mean, those are the general things. Then you can break down all the subcategories of all that, right? And there's some expert out there. You find the right coach that can help you really shave off a lot of time, energy, frustration to master that one area, continually looking for ways to become better and better and better. And I'm just as involved in the process. Like I said, I'm a big advocate. I'm a big supporter of coaching, and I get it myself because I know that no matter what I've accomplished in the past, I want more. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're the type of man who is looking for that improvement, looking for ways to take your life to the next level. You're listening to this podcast, and there's other ways. And you know, that's what I really want to talk about is during these podcasts, or help you look for ways to help you get closer to those goals. And whether I'm telling you a particular story that I've gone through, something I've observed, then I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do whatever I can. Just let it flow through me, whatever I can, as I, you know, step up and do this podcast every day to help you gain insight. Find one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at this journey called life or some challenges that you're going through so you can make that breakthrough and get to that next level, whatever that might be, and every level after that too. And when I do this coaching, like I said, I just helps me understand life and, you know, break it down. And it makes the whole journey or the challenges, it helps me see how simple it is. Now, I don't want you to confuse when I say simple by easy, all right? You know, look, I don't care, again, what you've achieved in the past and how easy it may seem to other people. We always want more to stay happy. We have to grow in some way. Whatever was good in the past, although we're appreciative, if we're going to be happy and fulfilled, we have to grow in some way. Maybe not in the area that we have already mastered or we're doing really well. Well, maybe it's time to concentrate in another area of life and bring some more enjoyment and fulfillment, you know, round out our experience. So it's growing in some way, shape, or form. I mean, that's the key to happiness. No matter, again, whatever it is that you've achieved, you can't just sit back. That's a surefire way to lose that level of happiness. All right. And so when I talk to the clients, see what going through, it makes the process, I see, okay, there's only so many challenges that we go through. These are common among men. All right. So once you realize that there's nothing wrong with you, all right, that your way of thinking is common, all right, or this is a way of thinking, and that there's so many of these things. And it comes down to just those few, right? Then it's just all about handling them. Now that you know that you're in good company, ambitious, great guys just like you, driven guys, doesn't mean you're lazy or stupid, or he just can't get this thing down, or you're too old, or you just can't have relationships, or you'll never master your finances or ever start that business. For some guys, just ever, you know, check off that thing on their bucket list. For some guys, it's just getting the courage and confidence, I don't know, to step out to start that business. Or some guys, it's about, you know, feeling confident enough to get that relationship, go for what they really want. Some guys who I coach, it's they want to enter a bodybuilding contest, do something, you know, out of the box that they've always wanted to do, and it's getting the courage and confidence. It's aligning their time, resources, their energy, getting the right coaching and help. We all have that. And once you realize that you're okay, you're okay, and it's just a matter of doing it at this point. I know that sounds simple. I understand it's not easy, but I'll tell you, simple, it makes it the process a lot easier to do the work. When you can get out of your head, you know, don't have those self-defeating thoughts. You're not always questioning yourself and your ability, and you could just get to work finding the right strategies. That's really a great place to be. That's the best place to be. You feel in control of your situation. And so, you know, during this podcast, I talk about things that of those commonalities that we have among men, and I dress it up in different ways with a topic of the day, because again, as your friend, as your coach, you're probably going through a lot of these situations right now. I'm getting emails where, man, you're speaking right to me. This was a timely podcast. This is what I'm going through. And if it's not, it's something you will go through, or you can identify it's something that you've gone through in the past. You know, one thing that, again, I want to congratulate you for being on this podcast and doing this for yourself every single day. Hopefully you've got a string going, and it becomes just something you will do, a standard that you set for yourself that you're going to find a way. I don't care if you're rushed for time. It's just something that you do. Those standards that we talk about, are they high enough to help you get to where you want to go? And, you know, little things like this, like saying that you're going to do this because you already know how helpful it is, right? You know how this gets you focused on this one particular aspect of your life, your own personal development, sharpening that saw, so to speak. You're taking the time doing it. Sometimes you're filled with optimism and enthusiasm and power when you listen to this podcast. Sometimes not so much. Sometimes when you listen to it, it just maybe kind of builds up some of that angst inside, like, oh, am I ever going to get this down? I hate talking about this stuff. Seems like it's never going to happen for me. All right, just remember, during those times, that angst sometimes, if you can manage it, okay, if you can deal with it, that's what gets you going. That's what makes you follow through with those things that you know you need to go. That angst, right? Those standards that you set for yourself. You got to deal with that. And then there's a lot of times in between where it may seem like you're just going through the motions. But trust me, you stick to those plans, those disciplines, those things that you set out for yourself, like listening to this podcast, like reading the Morning Connection newsletter. It's just keeping going forward. And I'm just here to remind you that it is paying off in one shape or form, whether you realize it or not. I'm here just to encourage you to keep on going, filling your mind with these thoughts and then taking action. I was at the gym yesterday morning, so, you know, I get up early, do this podcast, had some important things that I had to do for my business, and then it was time to go to the gym. So I already almost felt like I had a full day, and it was still very early in the morning. So I got to the gym, and you know, one thing about, you know, with me with working out and exercise is that there was a time in my life where that was the most important thing in the world. That was my business, my identity, a very big part of my vision that we talk about. It was my business, job, way of making money, my hobby, my love, my way of connecting. It had everything rolled up into one. And the reason why I was able to excel is because I had so much of all of this tied into it. I mean, I couldn't not go to the gym because I made that, you know, my social event, meaning that that's how I got out. That's what I look forward to the day besides the normal day-to-day grind, right? That was my source of entertainment. That's how much I loved it. And it was my job as a way to make money. So it's like, you know, if I don't go to my job every day, I don't know if you ever missed a day at work, whether you took it off or you were sick. And, you know, there's part of you, no, I need to get to my job. So I could not go to the gym. And then I'm always working towards the next goal, which was, you know, the national championship that particular year. So I had to put forth the most effort. And that's where all my energy and effort went. And then I came home, and a lot of times I would have online journals documenting my workouts and my journey. So, you know, I had the technical work of the websites to post pictures. Oh, even during the workouts, many times I was taking videos and pictures. So there was a creative side with certain camera angles. I mean, I had that thing down in between sets, raise up the tripod. This will be at this angle looking down. This one will be looking up. This would be a straight on left, right, left, right. I mean, it was a system. So there's the whole creative. My whole life was wrapped around working out, and for all those different reasons. I mean, you talk about burning the boats or putting all your eggs in one basket. That's where I was. And, you know, there's no doubt with all that, you know, extreme focus and dedication, I don't really even think about all the sacrifice, all the things that I wasn't doing, not at that time, because I was so involved in the process. And, you know, maybe those are some things that you can't see when you just see it. You know, my pictures from bodybuilding or whatever, how much it went into that. And, you know, the journey that I'm on, the journey that you're on towards mastery right now, you know what that's like, right? Where other people won't see everything involved in what you do to become great at what you do or those things you're striving to be great at. A lot more to it than other people might see. And that's okay. That's okay. So there was so much into working out. Like I said, my priorities have shifted. The amount of weight I put, no pun intended, the amount of weight I put into different aspects of my life are different. Yet working out is still a big part of my life. I still show up to the gym my 5 days a week. Actually, I'm probably there at least 6 days a week. The sixth day I'm doing cardio, I'm still on a structured, regimented program. Because of the standards that I've created, and I know it's all its benefits. I mean, part of Mass Machine Nutrition is I don't just tell you what to do. I don't just sell you great supplements. I have to walk the talk. I am the brand. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So in a lot of ways, that keeps me accountable if I ever think about lowering my standards, right? So again, business, a lot of things going on, and so I get to the gym. Where, you know, now it's just that skill set, that level of effectiveness and efficiency that I learned by pushing myself. Now the same things that I share with my bodybuilding and training crowd, you know, that's what I apply in the context of my regular everyday life with my family, with my businesses, with my goals, the people who are counting on me. And so I get to the gym, and I'll tell you, it was just a day yesterday where I was going, man, you know what, I don't have to do this workout today. I mean, I pretty much have had a full day of work already. Maybe I should get home and focus on some other things. Maybe it's rest as the week put in so many hours working, hustling around. You know, it's Thursday, a little bit tired. Maybe I should kind of catch up on, maybe take a little nap, maybe slow down a little, because I can just make up this workout on Saturday. And so I was going back and forth, and maybe you felt this before, and if you haven't felt this, maybe working out isn't your thing. Maybe you felt this in other areas of your life. Maybe it's with other things that are important to you, like, you know, your business or stepping up for your family, right? You know you should be doing it. You're right there. And now it's kind of like what we talked about in yesterday's podcast. I am here. What level am I playing at? Am I just showing up? Am I just showing up? I'm a scale from 1 to 10. Am I going to put in a 5 effort, a 4 effort? Is it going to be a level 10? Understanding that you want to get as close to level 10 as possible, but also realizing sometimes, you know, just moving forward is good enough. The danger, though, is you don't want to start living at a 5 or a 6, and then before you know it, that becomes your standards. That becomes who you are. And then in your head, you've rationalized that a level 6 is a level 10. And then from then on, you know, it starts lowering from there. I see that a lot of times with people with their exercise habits, with their work habits. And it starts slowly, you don't just start lowering your standards from one workout or one day that you're not putting in a 10 effort, right? One thing I talked about earlier this week is you're here right now. Even if you can't put that level 10 effort into what it is you're doing at the time, where you know it's important, you know the more you can get out of it and put into it, or the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. You can't always be at a level 10, but you should at least be conscious. Ask yourself, you know, what kind of effort that I'm putting in, because many times you'll find out you can, just by being conscious of it, you know, you can raise it. If it's one of those days where it's only a 5 or a 6, just by being conscious of it, you could probably raise that to a 7, 7.5. That's a significant difference just by being conscious of what kind of effort am I putting into what I'm doing. And so I was going back and forth, oh, okay, I'm going to leave. You know, might as well just, I can skip this day, do this, you know, do my Thursday workout on Friday and my Friday workout on Saturday. And what does it matter? As long as I get my 5 days in. You know what that's like when you start rationalizing to yourself. And so I was going back and forth. I really even picked up my stuff and I started taking about, you know, 4 steps out of the gym, you know, feeling, you know, okay with my decision. You know, look, I'm working hard and, you know, I know how this is done. And as long as I get my 5 days in, started going through all that. And I said, wait a second. Look, what's it going to take for me? I had already done my cardiovascular training, right? So what's it going to take for me just to finish this workout? Again, just questioning my thoughts and my actions, all right? You know, Saturday is family day, right? So get up, work early in the morning, have my podcast on this More Than Just Muscles podcast network on Saturday at 10 a.m. That's the podcast that I do with my wife, Carrie. We talk about fitness, goals, the news from a certain perspective. And then after that, it's family day where we do something special with my family. You know, we've been working hard towards our goals, working hard. That's just that time. So that's all going to be thrown off if I leave, right? So it isn't like there's no ramifications at all, let alone, am I going to go home and am I going to really feel so much better, right? Or can I suck it up? Can I man up and just do it right now, all right? So, you know, I came with the right decision about doing it. I was, like I said, conscious. And, you know, the point that I'm saying is that we all have so much more inside of us. Not only did I finish the workout, so I kept everything on a well-thought-out, structured plan, I performed very well and felt great about it. There's just so much more inside of us, but we have to ask ourselves that. We also have to question our thoughts and actions. You know, working late last night, having a few challenges that, you know, I am handling that just come with having a couple businesses. right? Sometimes it drains you and you wonder, well, how much more do I have to give? But you just find a way to get up, and more than times than not, you surprise yourself that you can do it. It isn't as challenging. You have more energy. You are capable. And it's just important that, and I know we've all had those times. You could probably relate to many times where you felt that way. It's just important when you have those times where you're questioning yourself, if you're going to follow through, if you have the energy, if you have the optimism, and your mind starts going in that direction, oh, this is going to be a terrible day. I think just showing up, or maybe I'll just show up. You know, just think back. Use these times where you made it through, like that experience that I had in the gym that I'm sure you've experienced those times. Think back to those times and get yourself in motion. And more times than not, you will outperform. But, you know, you don't want to get in the habit. Like I said, these bad habits of your inability to take action, taking the wrong steps, how they affect your standards in the long term, they sneak up on you. It's just one, not questioning and rationalizing why you're not taking action. Before you know, that bleeds into another day, another week, and then that's where you're living. All right, so that's one of the things that one of my goals is just certain things like this that we all know, we've all even experienced. You know, maybe if I can come into your life during this podcast and just make you think about it, it's just thinking in the future, just taking five more seconds to think about what you're doing sometimes that gets you to really, you know, step into that man who you really are, what you're all about, rather than not taking those 5 seconds and going to the direction that just isn't you. All right, so ending this week, I hope you had a good week. Join us tomorrow during our podcast. We're going to go through our daily disciplines right now, and we're going to do that next week, tomorrow during the Saturday podcast. I'll review this week that we had, talk about the things that we went through this Morning Connection podcast, and also take you through the daily disciplines. I want to make sure you get your 7 for 7 of your mental conditioning toughness exercise, all right? So even though the podcast is going to be a few hours later, make sure you download it and get your feel. The Morning Connection newsletter comes every single day, even on the weekends. Make sure that you're on that list by going to sltips.com/22. That's sltips.com/22. And get this mental toughness conditioning sent to you every single morning in your email. So let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. Remember, okay, what level are you going to be playing at right now? Are you just showing up? Just thinking about it passively? You know, or you're going to really get into this? You're going to really let your mind, you know, grit, creative and visualize as I go through this. So you're going to be stronger and stronger. Here we are in Morning Connection podcast 135 by one podcast number 200. I mean, you're going to just be so mentally tough, so conditioned that, man, your mind, how you manage it, how you strengthen it is how much effort you put into it. So what level are you at right now as I go through these questions? Again, I understand that we can't always be at a level 10, but we can always ask ourselves, where am I right now? If we're just conscious of it, sometimes we can just knock that up a couple points just immediately by being aware. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that one thing? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, achievement, experience, accomplishment that you really want. And it would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, really managing your thoughts and actions like we talk about during this mental toughness conditioning. You'd have to stretch yourself for that long to actually make it happen. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize what that would be for you, at least at this stage of your life. We can always crank it up to even more, or refine it, or even change it. But get yourself to think about it right now. And is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results, right? You're not just doing things to check off some list not just to stay active, not to stay busy, where it may take you totally away from what you really want in life. But you don't think about it because you're stuck in some structure that you're mistaking for progress. All right, so what is it? Is what you're doing right now, not right now, right, during this podcast, because we know this is helping you, but I want you to get in the habit of asking yourself that question throughout the day. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to those results that you really want? And I'm going to ask you, just to remind you, what are those results that you really want? All right. So, hey, thank you so much for investing in yourself, listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me to show up and deliver this kind of inspiration, this mental toughness conditioning for you every single day. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement line. You can go to massmachinenutrition.com, check it out. You can also find it on the world's largest online retailer, bodybuilding.com, by going to sltips.com/3. Also, go to skiplacour.com. Check out the Manformation program. You know, you like this mental toughness, I'll take you by the hand, take you through a step-by-step process to help you develop the mindset and some simple and effective strategies to help you become that man you really want to be. That's the Manformation program. And when you really get ambitious, you know that I want you to send me an email, all right? See if that one-on-one coaching, that accountability, forcing you to step up every single week is what you're ready for. And when you're ready for it, you send me an email. I don't know with so many things that I do if I can fit you in as far as working with you every week. But, you know, I have clients that their year session comes and it goes, so you never know. I will, when I can work in it, I'd glad to give you a introductory session so you can feel this out, know what coaching is for you, maybe give you some strategies right away. But you're going to have to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com and tell me your level of interest in this coaching. I'll see what I can do for you. All right, if you're the type of person that's going to listen to this type of podcast, you're probably the type of person who I'd love to work with. All right, so have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.